On Drive right now in the studio, there is someone I'd like you to meet. Andrea Kins is a public art consultant who's been involved in more than 100 public art projects in this state. Currently, she's writing the first book on public art in WA, and she's my guest in the studio. Andrea, it's lovely to meet you. Thank you for coming in and having a chat.
Thank you, Russell. It's wonderful to be here.
I reckon there's been, I'm sure there's been public art as long as there's been a city, but I'm noticing it more and more popping up, you know, throughout the CBD particularly.
Are
we going through a great growth period?
Well, for the last 20 years we have, yeah. I think. And I've kind of called it a silent revolution because it's kind of been creeping up on us, but there have been a lot of people working to make it happen. Because generally, I think culturally we're maturing.
Yes.
And we want our public spaces to be more meaningful and more engaging, more inspiring, more interesting. We travel to other places in the world and we see all these fabulous artworks. And we want Perth. Want to put Perth on the map as well as a more cosmopolitan city.
How does the ball roll? Like, I mean, you know, who gets that process started?
Well, there's a number of people that really commission artworks. I mean, there's the State Government Percent for Art Scheme. And I think that's kind of been the best kept secret because it's been politically support, bipartisan support. And, you know, every new school, hospital, justice centre, prison, every public building now has a percent for art component.
Ah.
So, you know, if your child is going to school, they're going to come across a piece of contemporary art, you know, at their school. So I think it's just a wonderful program because it brings art out so that people can actually interact with it in their everyday lives.
And then what about like in private, you know, privately funded spaces or privately funded public spaces in St George's Terrace? You know, is it the builder? Is it the architect? Is it the
well,
the,
it
the
can
tenants?
Be.
Who's pushing that button?
It can be the owner. It can be architects are pretty keen as well. You know, they're working together with artists a lot of the time. And I'm doing some consulting work for the Metropolitan Redevelopment Authority. And, for example, for their redevelopment area, there's actually a statutory requirement for developers to have a percent for art component in their new buildings. So, like, for example, all the new buildings that are going to go into Elizabeth Quay, they're all going to have a public art component. And those developers can choose to either have something in their building and forecourt or contribute funds towards the more overall public space.
Andrea, what about, it would be unfair or cruel for me to ask, I think, your favourite piece of art, but maybe, you know, a few, three or four that you like?
Well, I mean, it's interesting. I was considering this the other day. I actually, you know, there's different ways you can look at public art.
Yeah.
And so I actually like the Honour Avenues, for example, in Kings Park, because there are, you can see them as a large-scale artwork. You know, memorials are artworks. And I just love the idea that there's these avenues of trees and they've got these plaques. And so
people do stop and look. I mean, you know, I'm sure the descendants of those people go hunting or, you know very well where, you know, the tree that remembers Uncle Johnny is. But strangers walk past. It's almost got the feel of a cemetery in some ways, that you walk past reading gravestones to learn a history, you know.
But it's a beautiful way it's an interesting way and I think at its time it was quite, when it first got put in, the idea of that kind of memorial. And, you know, that main drive with those beautiful, you know, white gum trees, it's that cathedral effect. So, I mean, there's lots of different ways that you can think about public art.
Surprising answer.
And, I do like Ascalon. I love the St. George and the Dragon, that kind of dramatic gesture in front of St. George's Cathedral. I love it. And when it's lit up at night, it's beautiful.
I agree. And I know Marcus Canning, but I can't remember the second artist that was involved.
Christian Vietri. Yeah.
Just a stunning piece of public art.
Beautiful.
So if people don't know that, I mean, well, you know St. George's Cathedral, surely. So it's sort of...
It's on St. George's Terrace, opposite Council House. Yeah. And at night, I went to some function the other night and I was just looking at it, and then I walked past Council House and Council House was kind of radiating with lights. And, you know, that's public art in one sense as
absolutely.
Well, the whole building being lit up and... activated in a way.
5 to 5, you're listening to Drive on 720 ABC Perth. My guest is Andrew Kins, a public art consultant. The pineapple and the cactus, how do they sit with you?
I like them. I think, you know, Ascalon, the pineapple and the cactus, all those three artworks, they kind of, for me, signify an up-leveling in Perth. Because previous to, they're all bigger budget projects. Previous to that, and there's still, I feel, a fear sometimes amongst bureaucrats about, oh, that amount of money is too much to give to artists. But we're actually showing that artists here are creating these fantastic works. And what could they produce if we had, if, you know, they could be given even bigger projects? I mean, you have to think, I think of like Cloudgate. I don't, you know, the big silver bean in Chicago?
Yes. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That big artwork? I mean, $9 million. Yeah. But then they had to start building it on site. So they had to invent a way to do it. Anyway, how many years later? $20 million. But look at what it has done for that city.
Yeah.
Look at the identity it's given it. Look how many people it's attracted. We can't kind of deny that these kind of special artistic innovative features, you know, draw us and attract us, and we want to go and see them.
We pulled down so many fantastic buildings that were in themselves, you know, really great public art.
Yes.
The price that we pay, I guess, is that we have to fork out lots of money to try and recreate something special, because in a lot of ways we've damaged the landscape severely. I think it's a lovely idea to try and create these spaces again through art. You're, in fact, a part of the TEDx
yes.
Program. You're speaking there. It's a conference that showcases fascinating and inspiring ideas that are considered by their peers to be worth spreading. It's on this Saturday at UWA. And I've got two double passes to give away if you want to go along to it.
TEDx Perth is on this Saturday. For your chance to win a ticket, phone Russell now, 1300 222 720.
And we'll take callers 7 and 8 now. Callers 7 and 8 now, and you'll each get a double pass to go along to TEDx, where there'll be a lot of wonderful talkers and some great speeches. And you can also listen to the program, actually, on ABC Digital Radio, which is a wonderful thing. And, of course, Andrew is one of the speakers that will be there. Somebody said on text message they took their family for a drive down St. George's Terrace, and the family was stunned by how much art there is just going on that trip down the terrace.
That's right. I think you mentioned before, you know, the Sir Charles Court sculpture. Then further up, there's in front of Barracks Arch, there's Anne Neal's piece. He's a surveyor surveying the scene.
Who's the guy holding the map or something on the corner of...
Oh, I don't know who that is, but that's a historic, figure as well. That's a popular piece. And then there's a piece that's like rusted steel, but it's like folded planes outside one of the buildings as well.
I don't think I know that one either.
Yeah,
there's the kebab, the mineral kebab, you know, which has been there. I mean, you know, let's...
Look, I remember, you know, I think I was a kid when my mum was talking about that, you know, and saying, oh, that was Paul Ritter's memorable art piece.
Oh, I mean, and this day and age too, it's like we talk about resources, how important they are to this state and the nation. And that kebab, you know,
it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think also, you know, they were very close to pulling down Council House.
Absolutely. I was definitely in the campaign to save it. I think it's one of our best modernist buildings.
It's beautiful.
I mean, and
to think that might have gone, it would have been a disaster.
It would have been.
The kangaroos, done by a couple of locals.
Joan Walsh Smith and Charlie Smith, the kangaroos. I mean, they're the sort of pieces that, you know, tourists will often get their photographs with. You know, if you go to that, they're very popular as well.
They did a great pearl diver in Broome as well. It's all out there. Get out and enjoy it. And let me say, Pauline and Caroline, you're the winners of the tickets to go to TEDx. So have a great Saturday there on us. Andrew, it's been really nice to talk public art with you. Congratulations on the work that you've done so far. Continued strength into the future.
Thanks, Russell.